Tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Hey, page 104, second to last line. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Kosvu ha-ga'onim, the ga'onim write, Hoda ein kiddush elo b'mekom su'uda, that which we say that you have to have kiddush b'mekom su'uda, afilu ochal dover mu'ot, oshosa kos yayin shechayev olav bracha. You don't actually have to have a full su'uda in the place of the kiddush, say the ga'onim, but even if you ate a little bit, or you drank a cup of wine that you're chayev on it, a bracha achrona, yotze yidei kiddush b'mkom suda, v'gomer su'udaso b'mokom acher. With that small amount of food, or that kos of yayin that's mechayev you in a bracha achrona, you're already yotze kiddush b'mkom suda, and you can go finish your suda somewhere else. V'davko ochal lechem oshasa yayin, but it's specifically if you ate bread, or you drank wine. We'll see other things in the Mishnah Berurah, but in the Mechaber, it's dafka bread or wine. Aval ochal peros lo. But if you just ate fruit after Kiddush, that's not good. That is not a kiyum of Kiddush makom suda. Ulefi ze, according to this, says the Rama, hayomuter lamoel ulesandak lishtos mikol shel mila b'shabes b'shachris imshosin kashir. According to this, the moel or the sandak or whoever should be able to drink the kos of the mila on Shabbos morning at Shachar so they drink the proper shir. Since the whole problem with drinking the wine at the bris is you're not having kiddush makom suda because you're not eating afterwards. But if they'll drink the proper shir, like the Mechaber said, that you could drink the shir of yayin and it's okay, so the chur, they all have to do is drink the shir and it would be counted as kiddush makom suda. But says the Rama, still, even though that would be okay, the minhag is to give it to a baby. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now on the bottom of page 104, Sif Kadmon Chaf Aleph. We said in the Mechaber that the Gaonim say that it's a kiyum of Kiddush Makom Suda even if you ate a little bit. Hainu al kol panim shir kezayis. This Dover Mu'at the Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you have to have eaten a kezayis. The hai shechayiv olav bracha. Because this expression of the Mechaber afterwards, that it has to be that you're drinking enough, that you're chayav olav bracha atar vayu koi. It's going back on both things. In other words, when he says, even if you ate davar muat, or you ashasa kos yayin, on both of those, shechayav olav bracha. It has to be that either you ate a kezayis, which makes it that you're chayav na bracha achrona, or you drank enough wine to be chayav na bracha achrona, that's a kiyum of kiddush makom suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitachav Beis, what is the shear that you're chayav a bracha achrona by yayin? Hainu kishir revias, that's the shear of a revias. Shechayav olav bracha achrona, that's the shear that you're chayav bracha achrona. V'sosam ha-mechaber kan kidas ha-poskim de la bracha achrona tzorach shear revias dafka. Pashtas, the mechaber here is being sosim like those poskim that say that to be chayav a bracha achrona, you have to have a shear of a revias dafka. The Prima Gadim says that even if you'll say in general that for a bracha achrona, when it comes to a drink, you don't have to have a revius. It could be that those shitas will hold, but when it comes to kiddush makom suda, there you would need the higher shear of a revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitachav Sif Kadmon Gimel. So he said, as long as you ate a kezayis of bread or you had a revias of yayin, you are yotze kiddush makom suda, and you can finish your suda somewhere else. Sif Kadmon Gimel, he writes, va'ayin la'el simin kuf ayin ches beis b'hagol. Look what we learned earlier in kuf ayin ches in the Ramah. Dilechatchila lo yakor min mekoma b'liber chasamazon. If you already washed and you ate a kezayis of bread, really we hold the chatchila, you should not uproot from your place without benching. Ach b'di'evit kisha'okar. But b'di'evit, if you already uprooted yourself from your original place, ein tzarech levarach birchas ha-mazon mikodem. You don't have the first bench before you leave. Ela acha gemara suda. You could, in fact, finish the suda somewhere else and make the benching afterwards. B'mokom acher, sef kodem chav dalud. V'shom ein tzarech levarach od al ha-koz kodem she'yisod. If you transfer your suda over to another place, you would not have to make another bracha on a coast before you eat. D'hakvar yotze yidei kiddush, you already yotze kiddush. So once you're ready, yotze kiddush makom suda in place A, and then you move over to place B, even though l'chadchila, that's not really what you should be doing, switching places in the middle of a suda without benching, but if you did it, it's okay, and you do not need to make a new kiddush. You'll finish your suda there, and you'll bench there. Sif kadon chav hei. O shosa yayin, we said in the Mechaber, this is dafka if you ate bread in the first place or you drank wine. The kol shekeinim ochal minei targima mechameshes minim diyotza. Says the Mishabura, if it could be Yotzei Kiddush HaKam Suda with wine, certainly it could be Yotzei Kiddush HaKam Suda by eating something made from the five grains with cake. They're more chashuv in terms of counting as a suda than wine. Aval sheichar u'shar mashkim, when it comes to beer or other drinks, afilu imhayu chamar medina, even if they are the drink of the country, ain yotzei bam b'makom suda, that would not count as kiddush makom suda. The losoid halev kamo yayin, it doesn't satisfy the heart like wine does. So we're saying over here that bread and wine works. That's what we saw in the Mechaber. Says the Mishabura, mizonos works as well. However, chamar medina or other drinks do not work. They prove so Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Tosefa Shabbos disagree, and they say you cannot be Yotzei Kiddush HaKam Suda by just drinking wine. Therefore the Mishabura comes out, you should not rely on that unless it is a pressing situation. You should really have hamotzi, you should either have bread or you should have mizonos, but wine is a machlokas, and therefore it's better to avoid it unless you need to have it. Now, in the first sheet that says wine is okay, where does grape juice fit into that? So that, as you can imagine, all the discussions we've had about grape juice, it's actually a machlokas, and it's brought down in note 31. Umitz anovim, ha'in dino kiyayim v'nershav kisu'uda. Is grape juice considered like wine, and therefore it would be considered a kiyam of kiddush makom suda? O shedino kishar mashkim, or is grape juice like other drinks? So Rav Yoshev says, shemistaber she'en yotzei b'shtiyaso. It makes sense that you're not yotzei kiddush makom suda by drinking grape juice. Kevan she'en osoit, since it doesn't satisfy. Umikom akom kevan she'en raya brura l'kach, since there's no clear proof to this case that it shouldn't work. Im somoch al kach shemitz anovim yichoshev kesu'uda. If you did rely on the fact that the grape juice works in Makom Suda, lo yachsev yikadesh, you should not go back and make another kiddush. Elo yishma kiddush b'me'acher, but rather you should try to hear kiddush from someone else. V'chein das ravozner sheshtias mitzanovim eino kishtias yayin lahachshev aydei kach kiddush Makom Suda. So ravozner agrees with Yoshev that really grape juice doesn't work. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Nissen Kirelitz writes, shenechshav ki kiddush Makom Suda, that grape juice does count like wine for kiddush Makom Suda. V'chein das agon hashom zaman erbach, Shenechshav kiddush makom suda kevan shemisad soid. He disagrees with Rav Yoshev. He says it is satisfying, and therefore grape juice would work. So here we have a machlokas. It's a machlokas tam if yayin works, and even within yayin working, it's a machlokas if grape juice works like yayin or not. Says the Mishabura Sivkat Nachavav. Here's a very important Mishabura. We said in the Mechaber that it works with bread or with wine, but not with fruit. Fruit would not be a kiyam kiddush makom suda. The chameshes minim nikra mazon, because the five grains, the hamotzi, the mazonos, that's considered mazon, that's considered food. The yayin soed halev, and wine satisfies the heart, and therefore those things do work. Ava sha'ar dvarim, but other things, afilu ochal me'an harbe, even if you're by the kiddush and you ate a lot of it, eino choshev su'uda klal, that's not counted as kiddush makom suda. The alkein, and therefore, mashen ohogin leilach lebeis choson o mila. Therefore, that which the minhag is that you go to a beis chasan, you go to a mila, you go to a kiddush. The ancham kisonin achar kiddush rak minim migodim. There's no mizonos after the kiddush. There's only different types of fruit or salads. Ain lo litum sham klal. You should not eat anything at that kiddush. The lo sagi bamesh amikadesh shosa kolakos afshu machzak revius. It's not enough for you the fact that the one who made kiddush drank the whole kos, even if it has revius. That only helps for him, according to some. But not for others. The same din would apply, and this is very problematic when it comes to Pesach. When you want to make Kiddush and you're not having a Suda afterwards with Matzah, since there's very few cakes that have mizonos on Pesach, most of them are made from potato starch, and therefore they're shahakol, you're not Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda by making Kiddush and just having potato starch cookies. And therefore, that's where this issue would come up as well, that one has to be careful either to drink the certain amount of wine, which will see the exact amount, or to wash right away, or some other eitzah. V'inei b'shulta giborim kosov da'ach b'peros dai. The shulta giborim does say, however, that even fruit is enough for kiddush makom suda. The kol su'uda shabbos nechsheves keva. Because any suda that you have on Shabbos is considered automatically keva. And therefore, even though we don't normally consider fruit keva, but on Shabbos it's considered keva, and the Shulchan Gibborim says that that would work if the Kiddush Makom Suda. Achdas HaTur VaShulchan Aruch Iker. However, the opinion of the two in the Shulchan Aruch is the Iker, that fruit and other things do not work. Ach, im cholash libo ktas, if a person's heart is weak, he's not feeling well. V'ein lo ato mechamesha saminim lisor achar akos, he doesn't have any mezonos to have after the Kiddush. Das eiza achronim, it is the opinion of some achronim, d'yesh lismoch al hashilte giborim b'shachris. Then you can rely in that mokom atchak on the shilte giborim during Kiddush Shabbos morning and just have the fruit or other things afterwards. Aval b'layla b'vadei ein lismoch alav, but at night, for sure, night is more serious. The Kiddush at night is daraisa. So at night, vada, you should not rely on this. D'share poskim lo sivirlu kavasei, because all the other poskim don't agree with him. So that is the Mishaburu's opinion on these other foods. There is one interesting note over here, note 33. Even though he says all other foods don't work, le'inyan tomorrow, when it comes to dates, the Prima Gadam writes, since dates actually fill a person up, they satisfy, they have that midah of being mazin, it counts as a suda. Like we learned earlier, Shemisha Beirach al Achilosam, Birchas HaMazom, one who benched by accident on dates, Yotza b'dieved d'dechove, you are Yotze, Kevan she mezinim v'so'adim. Since they have those qualities, therefore, b'dieved, benching covers dates, and therefore dates would work for Kiddush Makom Suda. Sifkoton Chav Zayin is on that which the Rama said, that according to the Mechaber that says that wine works for Kiddush Makom Suda, so at a bris, you really are able to just drink the wine and you're good to go for Kiddush Makom Suda as long as you drink the proper amount. But the Rama ends off and says the minhag is to give it to a child. So what's the shear? Says the Mishaburin Sefkadon Chav Zayin Kashir. Dahainu sheyishte shear revius. The shear is that you have to drink a revius. V'yesh omrim she'eno yotze yidei kiddush makom suda afilu yishte shear revius. Some say it's not enough to drink a revius of yayin to count as kiddush makom suda. Rak tzorech lishtos revius yayin milvada koshal kiddush. They say you have to have an additional revius. Besides the melo lugma that you have to have for Kiddush, you have to have an additional revius. So here we have the interesting machlokas. Is it a revius or not? Some say wine doesn't work at all, we saw. But according to the ones who say that wine works, is it some revius? Or is it a revius above that which you're drinking for Kiddush? Now there's a few interesting points on this Mishabura. Number one is the Shaar Tzion and Os Chof Tes. On that which he writes, there are those who say that you're not Yotzei with just a revius, you have to have an additional revius over the coast of Kiddush. Hu dasa levush, that is the opinion of the levush. V'rabu achronim ha'omdim mishitaso. And many achronim agree with the levush. U'mikomokom b'kiddush al shachris. However, when it comes to Kiddush Shabbos morning, yesh lismoch al hamikilim, you can rely on the more lenient opinion. Im ein lo yayin kolkach. If you don't have so much wine, you can rely on the lenient opinion. In note 37, it says, v'chein hora achozenish. And that's how the Chazanish passed on as well. Shebekiddush shel shachris dai bekosh shel kiddush. Kedei lahachshiva makom suda. It's enough to drink the revius of the kiddush coast to be counted as kiddush makom suda on Shabbos day. V'lo tzarech kos nosefesh. You don't need any additional wine. But back to the Shaar Tzion. Aval bekiddush shel laila ein l'hokel bozeh. But when it comes to the kiddush Friday night, which we mentioned already a few times, is more serious. You should not be lenient on that opinion to have just the revius of yayin. And at night, even if you have an additional kos, you have the Kiddush plus an additional kos, it still needs investigation if you can rely on this. Because many Rishonim disagree with this whole thing. Like we saw quoted in the Mishnah from Rekiv Eger, he's not happy with the whole wine business in the first place. And therefore, even though Shabbos day, we say you can rely on the more lenient opinion, Friday night, it's not even so posh that you can rely on the more machmir opinion. If you look at note 38, he points out, "Omnam in Kiddush b'leil Shabbos beis Knesses." But when it comes to Kiddush Friday night in Shul, there the Mishavur wrote earlier, "Kedas hamekilim sheishte revias mikosa Kiddush v'dayo." So even though we're saying over here in the Shaar Tzion that Friday night you should be machmir, maybe not even to have wine at all, but if it's the Kiddush in Shul, which is only a minug nowadays, so there the Mishaburu said you can be lenient and rely on the more lenient opinion just to have one revius. There's two other things we have to see in this sif before we move on. The first is note 35. On that which we just said, you have to have the shear of yayin, which is a revius. So note 35 brings up an interesting shaila, and that is the din of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that you can't bundle together mitzvos. And therefore the Mechaber, the note 35 is bothered. How could we say that if you're making the bracha on the bris, it also can count for Kiddush? It also misses Chavilos, Chavilos. How could you have the same kos accomplishing two things? We know, we learned earlier, you can't use the same kos for benching and for Kiddush. So how over here are we able to suggest in the Ramah that you could use the kos of the bris milah if you drink the proper shir, and it could count also as your Kiddush? You're using a kos for the bris and for Kiddush? So if you look at note 35, he writes, the avshe mekayim ba'osa kosh de mitzvos, even though you're going to be mekayim with that kos, two mitzvos, harei ein osa mitzvos chavilos chavilos, we don't bundle mitzvos together. So Rav Ozner says a beautiful pshat. Shelo nechshav chavilos chavilos elo b'shtei mitzvos she'osa osam b'shtei pulos. That only is a problem when you do two mitzvos or two different actions. Like you're benching and you make a kiddush, it's happening at two different times. That's the problem of chavilos chavilos. Avim osa rak pul achas, you're making one boy pregofen, that's all you're doing. You're having in mind to count as two mitzvahs. One is for the coast of the bris milah, and two is for the coast of Kiddush. But all it is one simple mice of a bar pragafen, nothing extra. Because it's Shabbos morning, all Kiddush is a bar pragafen. And for the bris, you're just making a bar pragafen. Eino bichlal ze. It is not a problem of eino osa mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Old beer bazed the Orlatzion, Shedin Chavilos Chavilos Nemar Davka Bishte Mitzvahs Achayavos Bekos. That only applies when there's two mitzvahs that absolutely require a kos. Kevan Shemishtamish Lishtem Bekos Echad, because you're using both mitzvahs that each require a kos, you're using one kos. Aval Birchas Habris Hare Eina Mechayeves Bekos Mikradin. But a bris milah doesn't really require a kos mikradin. And he brings a raya, Shabi Yom Kippur Mevarech Osa Belikos. On Yom Kippur, we make the bracha of the meal without a kos. So therefore, since the bris doesn't really need a kos, it's not a problem of chavilos chavilos if you put two together. V'hosev Rav Yashiv shele birchas hamila ein makor b'gemara ve'ena elo mishum kavod ha-mitzvah. The whole boy pregavim by bris milah is only because of the kavod of the mitzvah. V'lochein ein zeh b'chlal shtei mitzvos. Therefore, it's not considered shtei mitzvos. And that's how the Achronim get out of this problem of chavilos chavilos. There's a very important, very short bir halacha that we have to read, and that is on the very bottom of page 104. When we're discussing that which the Gaonim say in the Mechaber, that to count as Kiddush Hakam Suda, you could have a Dover Muat, or you could have a Kos Yayin. So says the Bir Alocho, the Sefer Maiser Rav Kosav. In the Sefer Maiser Rav, they write, Shagura af the Kiddush Hayom. The Gura, even when it came to Kiddush Shabbos day, Lohoya Mekadesh, Elo B'mekom Su'uda Gemura, Velo Mine Targima O Yayin. He was machmir not to have Kiddush even during the day unless it was at the regular Suda. He wouldn't have Kiddush and then have some cake or have some yayin. He would not do that. He would only have Kipshuto, Kiddush, and Malkum Suda. He would only have Kiddush when he's absolutely having the regular Suda afterwards. If you look at note 39, a very important note as well, Misha Acha Mine Mizonos Acha Kiddush Hayom. One who ate Mizonos after the Kiddush Hayom, meaning he had Kiddush in Yeshiva, or in a shul, he heard Kiddush, and then he had some cake, which is the normal way that people do it. So the Shalos and Shuvah Salmas Chaim writes, Shekeshebo lechol esudaso haikoris. When he goes home to eat his regular suda, vaday nochon sheyachzor v'yekadei sheinis kodem asuda. For sure, it is appropriate to go back and make another Kiddush. Sometimes people don't know what to do, because everyone ate at the Kiddush, everyone was yotzei Kiddush Hakam Suda. Still, he says, you should still make another Kiddush at the place where you're actually having your suda. Let's begin now, Sivav. Thank you for the water. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'hakol nehiyah bidvaro. Siv vav, v'im kiddush bebeiso. If a person made kiddush in his house, v'shama shcheino, and a neighbor heard the kiddush, v'shulchano aruch lefanav, and the neighbor had his table set in front of him, yotzei, but the neighbor could be yotzei with his kiddush. V'shapir havi makom suda, that's considered kiddush makom suda because he heard kiddush from his house. The kiddush was made next door, but he heard it in his house, and he ate the suda in his house. That's kiddush makom suda. But you need, obviously, that the one who's listening at Kavana to be Yotzei and the one who's saying Kiddush at Kavana to be Motzi him. So if both had Kavana and he's next door, that would be perfectly fine. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Chav Ches, V'im Kiddush, V'hu Adin Da'afilu L'chavchilo Yochel L'kaddush Ebeiso K'dei Shish Meshchenu Hadar B'bayis Acher. Says the Magen Avram, it's not only like the Mechaber's Mashma, if you did it, Mashma B'dievet. Dr. Magen Avraham, even though Chavchilo, you could make Kiddush in one house and have your neighbor in mind and he could listen next door and he could be Yotzei right from there. However, the Bir Halacha is not very excited about this Magen Avraham. It's a little bit lengthy, but in the first Bir Halacha over here, he asks a kasha on this Magen Avraham. He says, I am B'mashik Asati B'mishabura Da'afilu L'Chavchilo. The gam dehu adinkei shemekadesh al pas, we'll see in a minute. The kasha, because we're going to learn later on by Havdalah, that you should say Havdalah sitting down. And the reason brought down over there from the Gura is Mishum Hasiba. That's like the leaning of the olden days. The Be'inin Kvias Kishu Lahotzi Acher. When you're being mostly someone else, you have to have the Kvias. And therefore they have to lean. That was the olden days. The Yeshiva Didon Kimo Hasiba Didhu. Our sitting is like their leaning. Ve'heyach Yachal Lahotzi Shcheino Kishu Be'bayis Acher. How could the Magen Avraham say they could be Osi L'chadchila? He's in a different house. We're so makbul on a kvias. You have to be leaning, you have to be sitting together. How could it be Yotzi next door? Even the Ramah says you can make Abdullah standing up. Halo mavura tama beis Yosef. The beis Yosef explains why it works if you're standing. The kevan shekovim atzmon law says yidei havdalah. Since they're being koveh themselves to be Yosef, the bracha of havdalah kovim nami leboy piragofen. So they're also being koveh for the boy piragofen. But we need that they're joining together with a kvias. Not when you're in this house and he's next door, you have no shaykhs to each other. You can't call that a kvias at all. Then he says, in terms of being yotzi b'dievad, I have no problem with that. The kfar pasak la'el, the b'dievad, the yochal otzi, afilu b'li kvias klal. Avada b'dievad, it works out a kvias. Kikosh li alibad ha-magad avram, the b'diavad yachal hotzi afilu b'li kvias klal. Ki kasha li alibad ha-magad avram, the kasha of da afilu l'chadchila yachal l'kadosh yosh ha-shcheino, how's that going to work l'chadchila? Skip the brackets. In lo she nitchok atzmeinu, unless we push ourselves and say, the kevan she mechavein ha-shomea lotzeis mikri kvias afilu mu b'vayis acher. Unless you want to say, you're forced to say, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the fact that the one who's listening has kavana to be yotzei, that somehow creates a kvias. But he's not very excited about it. He doesn't fully get the Magen Avraham. And there might be a very good reason why the Mechaber uses the lashon of im kiddush. If you did it, he's yotzei, but not lechatchila. But the Magen Avraham says it works even lechatchila. Back to the Mishavura, Sevkanon Chavcha, second line. Vim shcheino eino yodea ba'atzmo lekadosh. If the neighbor doesn't know how to make kiddush himself, mahani ha'kiddush shelo afilu hu eino ochel ba'atzmo. Then we would say, like we said yesterday, if I'm making Kiddush in my house and he's seeing Kiddush next door, even if I'm not eating or drinking, I'm not even taking part in the Kiddush, so I can still be motzi him because he doesn't know how to make Kiddush himself. The same thing would be if the Kiddush was not on wine but was on bread, so you can be motzi your neighbor with the hamotzi, and if he doesn't know how to make the bracha, so he'll be motzi him as well. Sifkadon Chavtes is going on that which the Mechaber said, that if you make kiddush in your house and the neighborhood and his table was set, do we really need the table to be set already? Nira de lav dafka, zokta mishavu, it appears that it's lav dafka, his table set. Elohu adin kisherotze laroch ha-shulchan lecho la'alter gamke mahani. The same thing would apply if he plans on setting his table immediately after the kiddush, would also work. Kaven shayadaiter lazeh b'shasa kiddush. Since he had in mind in the kiddush that he's going to set his table and eat right afterwards, that would be fine, like we learned 2 shiurim ago in Sif Gimel in the Ramah. Sif Kadon Lamed is going on that which the Mishavura told us, that it has to be that the Shomea and the Mashmiya both had in mind to be Yotze, to be Motzi. Lav Dafka the Inyan Zeh. It's Lav Dafka that only in this scenario, when you're being Motzi, you're next to a neighbor, that you both have to have in mind. Anytime one person is making a kiddush to someone else, you have to have in mind to be motzi him, and he has to have in mind to be yotzei. Nowadays, when the chazan makes kiddush in shul Friday night, lo yotza shomeya afilu im niskavin lotzeis. If you're in shul Friday night, you have kavana to be yotzei, it still doesn't work. Even if you want to eat in the shul afterwards, it still won't work. Look at the shartzion on medalid. Haynu dehayom hu mechavin rak mishum minhog. That's because nowadays we make kiddush and shul only because of a minhag from the olden days. And therefore the stam shilat tzibur does not have in mind to be motzi anyone. And therefore even if you want to be yotzi, it won't work unless you go over and tell him to have you in mind. But finishes the Mishavur and he says, Elohim kein eskavein ha-shilat tzibur lotzio. Unless the shilat tzibur has intent to be motzi you. So again, nowadays since we make kiddush and shul only because of a minhag, we don't have in mind anyone, so the stam kaddish and shul is not motzi anyone. If you want to be yotzei, you have to tell him to have you in mind bedafka. We pointed this out a little earlier, a few weeks ago, that when it comes to Abdullah, it's not the case. Abdullah, some people are being Yotzei in Shul, and therefore, you can have a mind to be Yotzei, and you are Yotzei Abdullah in Shul, but when it comes to Kiddush, you're not Yotzei in Shul unless you tell the Mekadesh to have your mind Bedafka, and of course, you have to have in mind. So the Mishabir just pointed out that even though the Mechaber says, in this case with the neighbor, you both have to have in mind, it's Lav Dafka. You always have to have in mind. Just that there's a Shlal Tzibur, or there's a Baal Bayis making Kiddush for everyone, so we assume he has everyone in mind, unless of course it's Shul Friday night where you have to Badafka tell him, because otherwise Mistami is just doing it for the minhag, he doesn't have you in mind. We'll stop here and Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish the Siman and begin the next Siman tomorrow night.